Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Had a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is the Profit Pro. He's our Profit Pro. And ProfitPro.us is his website. His book is called Instant Profits. You can find it there. I encourage you to find it and take advantage of it. It's a great resource to help you provide the maximum sustainability for your small business. Steve is also a very gracious and successful SCORE volunteer. Steve, I want to thank you for the work that you're providing to the small business owners in your geography. I know they appreciate having someone of your caliber available to them, and so I admire you for that. I congratulate you on that, and I'd like to ask you to give us some ideas about what you're running into with some of your SCORE clients.
Well, Jim, thank you. SCORE.org is the main website for SCORE. It's a great service organization. I've talked with over 300 small business owners or budding entrepreneurs in the last year, Jim, and there's mixed emotion out there. Some of the real leaders in the community here in Western New York State are saying, I asked, well, the people you know, small businesses you know, need help in generating more revenue, and one person said 99%.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And at the same time, I'm seeing literally hundreds of people who want to start new businesses. You know, mm-hmm. So there's that great entrepreneurial spirit out there. But, you know, Jim, I'm meeting with business owners, the ones literally on Main Street, and there's some aspiration there.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but they've been pinning their hopes on things like social media marketing to drive mm-hmm. in new customers.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that's not happening for most of them.
Talk about that a little bit, because we just got through talking about this with one of our marketing experts. And she was saying social media marketing is not really providing the ROI that people hope for. And I've been cautioning people about this all along. I've been saying, yes, you need to do social media, but you don't need to act like it's going to save you. It's a long-term, slow, deliberate process.
Well, that's exactly correct. I was talking with an economic development lending officer just a couple of weeks ago, and they're saying, you know, our customers are behind on their payments, and all they can say is, well, I've got 400 or 800 or 1,000 Facebook followers. And
right.
She rolled her eyes, and I said, you know what? I think, unfortunately, social media marketing is one of the great frauds of this century.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be a little harsh, but the reality is people will not buy something they don't want.
Right. And well, the other problem is, Steve, as I said in the previous half hour, so the rules of social media selling are different from the traditional marketplace. You don't go on social media and sell stuff. You go on social media and make contacts, and through those contacts and those relationships, one day maybe you can foster a sale. But
it
as opposed
relationship.
But that doesn't make payroll this Friday.
That's exactly right, Jim. Social media is an element of a well thought out and well-executed and well-tested marketing plan.
Right, right.
It is not the be-all, end-all. And it's, you know, they say it's free, but the reality is, from everything I'm reading and the research, it takes 8 to 16 hours a week of dedicated social media work to make a difference.
Yep.
So what folks are telling me is that they're cutting their traditional marketing budgets back to the bone, and they're trying to rely on social media, and guess what? It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that is working is the relationship marketing, and that is the word of mouth,
right,
peer-to-peer connection, and that comes back to some of the same old stuff of just talking to folks. And I will say that the one electronic means that does seem to be making a difference is direct email marketing.
Right.
with your own email list.
There's no question about that. Well, this is why I've said all along, Steve, I've encouraged people to meet people in social media, but then migrate those relationships over to your own platform, which is what you just said.
Yeah,
that's absolutely how you turn this around. You use the thing about social media that's good. It is community building. It's the best thing we've got for community building. But you got to get those people migrated over to your business platforms, not Facebook's platform.
Absolutely.
That's what a lot of people aren't doing. Hey, good job today, Steve. Thanks for being here. Good job, and come back again real soon.
My pleasure. Always glad to be with you, Jim.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us. ProfitPro.us. Check his website out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.